There, at the end of my pencil point, were letters and words, notes to myself and pictures of visions I had made to remind myself of what the Lord was saying or showing me. It was a very small intersection. There, where the point of the pencil met the paper. It was such a very small intersection, yet it was the visible manifestation of what was happening in my head and heart, in all its rightness and wrongness, for better or for worse. Sometimes it was just me being glad out loud, complaining out loud, being sad out loud, praying out loud. Believe it or not, that little point on the end of the pencil was volume, time, and even rhythm. At the point of my pencil was me making history, and highly likely it was only the Lord and myself who could see forever. Probably being the only ones to see, but it was there on the page nevertheless. As the ideas unfolded, page after page, my eyes began to see patterns to what God was getting at. But what, I often posed to myself, what exactly was the Lord getting at? I loved the pictures I drew of a house as seen from the street, all neat with its clipped hedges, trimmed yard, manicured flower beds, swept driveway, freshly Windexed storm door glass, and front porch chairs posed to look inviting. The fence line was even, and the gate latched with pristine precision so as to not be too high or low, not too loose or too tight. It was all just right. The lamps, as seen from the street through the windows, were perfectly posed to give the appearance of home, peace, and tranquility. That vision is how most of us hope or wish our houses look, and it's also how we hope and wish our calling was. I'm pretty sure everyone desires that when anyone drives by looking at the front of our house, they'll get the impression that the people who live there are as together as the outside of the house. It's how most of us would like very much to appear to the world around us. As I thought about all that, the Lord posed me a question. It's a pretty picture, but is that really where you live and who you are? I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, a semi-live broadcast from the deck area overlooking the Ocklawaha River, where the trees gently lean over the river's edge and every evening is pleasant. Go out Highway 25, turn onto Old Field Road, right before the old stone bridge, and take a left. Past the long fields of grace, you'll see the river on the right and big trees beyond the riverbanks. At the end is a cafe beautiful for situation, whose patrons are often shining lights full of righteous character. What is in your backyard? And no, I don't mean your physical one necessarily. Well, maybe a little. But the one which is unseen and unspoken of. God is interested in our entire life, including what grows in our hearts where no one can see but Him. I believe everyone has the potential for a beautiful backyard, even the worst of us. I say, let us allow people in our backyards to see the green shoots of grace which grow there, not being afraid any longer of what might be seen or what others might think when they do see what's back there. It is a call to everyone who is a believer. I hope you'll stick around. More contemplative conversation ahead, accompanied by some cool jazz. And I'll be right back.